Richard Rodgers put me in Showboat, which was a production that he was producing because he didn't write it. But he had a production at the Lincoln Center in New York. And right after I did Anya, Mr. Rodgers had seen Anya and he wanted me to do Showboat. I thought he wanted me to do Magnolia, who was the blonde soprano, lovely, beautiful young woman who sang all those beautiful songs. And I went to meet Mr. Rodgers and he said, oh no, I want you to play the role of Julie, who is passing for white, but she's actually black. And so on. I said, my gosh, I'm blonde. I don't fit that part. He said, you will.
I saw her in Showboat. And of course, she was playing Julie. Dark wigs. Yes. And Guy Towers is playing Maria. I thought, oh my gosh, she's so dark. What an interesting choice. I thought she was a brilliant actress. And then she played Julie so well.
Yes.
And I still remember that performance. And then so when I walked into rehearsal and saw she was blonde and the personification of Maria, I was so surprised.
That was one of the great choices for my life, for my career. I can't tell you how exciting it was opening night when I climbed on the piano and sang Bill, which was a P.G. Woodhouse. Did you know that? He wrote the lyric to that. This was an Oscar Hammerstein show. P.G. Woodhouse wrote that lyric to Bill, which I thought was so extraordinary. When I finished it, the audience gave me a standing ovation and the show couldn't go on. And I stood there and took that ovation. I will never forget that thrill. That established my wonderful friendship, which I enjoyed until Mr. Rodgers died. So they were going to do Sound of Music at Jones Beach. He said, what are you doing this summer? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, you're doing Jones Beach. You're going to do Sound of Music. And I was so grateful I did because we had standing room only. We were a huge success. Oh, what a joy.
Well, I saw that there was a casting notice for Jones Beach that they were doing The Sound of Music. And The Sound of Music was one of the first Broadway shows I ever saw when I was 15. And at the time, I thought someday I want to play Liesl. When I saw that casting notice, I had just hired a manager. So I went to my manager and I said, I want to audition for Liesl at Jones Beach. And she said, Gus Schirmer can get you that audition. I'll arrange an appointment with Gus. Huh. So I walked into Gus's office and he said, you can't play Liesl. You're not blonde. And I said, the original girl on Broadway wasn't blonde, nor was the girl in the movie. And he said, can you sing? Yes. Can you dance? Yes. Tell them you have a blonde wig. So I left that thinking, oh, why does he have this fixation with blonde? It must be that the producers want a blonde. But I also didn't want to lie. So I got things worded very carefully. I went to the audition. I sang. I danced. Everybody was very nice. And then as I was leaving, I was walking up the aisle of the theater and I stopped opposite the row where all the decision makers were sitting. And I said, my agent said to tell you that I have a blonde wig. And the response came back, we like your hair just the way it is. I was growing out a pixie cut and I had sort of a Buster Brown haircut, which is not what most people think of as Liesl, that they weren't looking for the stereotypical look. They were looking for the actress who would give them what they wanted.
The Sound of Music was my first show in professional theater. What an experience to be larger than Broadway, these sets on barges. And did you know what to expect when?
Absolutely not. I had no idea. Arnold Spector, who was the manager of all the shows, he took us to lunch to explain Jones Beach. And of course, my son embarrassed me immediately because he was about 8. And he always took a menu in his hands and he would go down the price side. And when the most expensive thing came up, he said, that's what I'll have. And that day, Arnold Spector was paying for price of the day lobster. And I was under the table with shame. But anyway, my son had that lobster. He told me that it was out of doors, that there was a sort of an island off of the beach, which was man-made, and that it had a bridge off of that island that came down to a stage that was enormous for the length of it. and the scope, because the audience was, what was the seating capacity?
Oh, the seating capacity was 8,200, actually.
It was 8,000. Oh, my God, if I'd known that, I would have been nervous. But it was such, to do The Sound of Music out of doors, and I started way out on that center island, coming down a mountain, an alp, and I was coming down singing The Sound of Music across that main stage up there, then down over a bridge, and down to where the orchestra was, then the audience was. I mean, it was, I'm sure Julie Andrews must have had that experience filming it in the Alps. But this was as good as you could get if you weren't in the Alps. And it was an experience of family in the cast. We all loved each other. We were taking care of each other out there because you never could get back to your dressing room. I was always changing my costume behind a tree, behind a rock, somewhere, and there would be my dresser with all the stuff set up and run back on stage. It was unique. It was absolutely wonderful.
From Broadway to Jones Beach, my name is Richard Arnold Beatty, and this is an audio docuseries, and you just heard the overture for The Sound of Music. You heard the voices of Constance Towers, Lee Wilson, who played Liesel, and myself, who is the narrator of this program. We're going through 1956 to 1977, the history of the Jones Beach Marine Theater and the musicals produced by Guy Lombardo and his brothers, Guy, Carmen, and Liebert. Don't miss this audio docuseries.